USA Radio News.
The White House is encouraging people to be, quote, really careful when using period tracking apps and making online searches for reproductive care in states with stringent abortion restrictions. Jen Klain, Director of White House Gender Policy.
I wouldn't say we're directing people, but I think people should be really careful about that. And one of the things that HHS did just last week was, as part of this website and also made public in other ways, is literal instructions, practical instructions of how to delete certain apps that are on your phone so that if you want to protect yourself, you have the ability to do that.
13 U.S. states have so-called trigger laws that would immediately ban abortion, and more states will ban or restrict abortions in the coming months. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Flags at the White House will be held at half staff.
Flags at the White House are flying at half staff in order of the late Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. President Biden issuing a proclamation saying flags at other locations, including all military posts, shall remain at half staff until sunset on Sunday. In a previous statement, Biden described himself as stunned, outraged, and deeply saddened. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump must hand over financial records to a congressional committee investigating his potential conflicts of interest. A Washington appeals court ruled that the House Oversight Committee can obtain, among other things, documents related to payments made by government officials to Trump hotels. The ruling follows a long legal battle between the committee and the former president. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Elon Musk says he's withdrawing from his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. In a securities filing, Musk accused Twitter of lying about the number of bots and spam accounts on the platform, as well as failing to provide material he asked for, which included detailed data on the company's methodology for calculating user numbers and backup materials detailing its financial valuation. Twitter has maintained that fewer than 5% of users are spam or fake accounts for as long as it has been a public company. New York City Mayor Eric Adams appears to be backing a bodega owner charged with stabbing an attacker to death. New surveillance video of last Saturday's incident shows Austin Simone going behind the counter and shoving Joseph Alba into a wall before a fight that ends with Alba grabbing a knife and stabbing Simone. Legendary guitarist Carlos Santana has postponed the next six shows of his tour after he collapsed while performing near Detroit earlier this week. Santana's team attributed the incident to, quote, serious heat exhaustion and dehydration, and said he needed more time to recover. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.